107.9 Life FM. More music for your morning. Britt Nicole for you there, The Lost Get Found. And a little bit of talk top of the hour each Friday morning, chatting with people about life. This morning, we're finding out a little bit about the Healing Room and, in fact, the Healing Ministry, which has become a big part of Barry Manuel and his wife, Janet. Now, brand new Healing Room launched this week. We were just having a chat during that last song about the fact that you believe God heals. Do believers believe that God heals?
Some believers do. I think some believers are unbelievers, and that might upset some people, but they've believed in Jesus, perhaps for salvation, the forgiveness of sins, which is the most wonderful gift any of us can have. But because we don't experience his ongoing presence and power in many ways, we've sort of neglected to think that he's able to break in and do anything. He can do anything. He can do amazing miracles. And I've seen some of those, but then I've read about others who've seen incredible miracles. So it's because we're not seeing that enough, I think, that we're doubting whether he can truly heal.
Do you think there's a little bit of a concern too that you pray for a friend or a loved one that they aren't healed,
yes,
that it actually then maybe puts a bit of a slant on your faith? Well, you know, if you believe and you prayed and I wasn't healed, well, maybe the God you believe in isn't real. Is that a bit of a risk factor for believers?
Well, I think it is, and I think it's an understandable question that people have. I had an incident in the gym a couple of years ago. I go regularly to the gym, and there was a man there whom I've got to know, and he spoke swearing, and then in between that he had a few English words. He really, his language was quite colourful. And he asked me to help him do an exercise, and I noticed that his finger was straight. He could not bend his little finger, and I just felt I should pray for him. So I told him that I was a Christian, and, you know, could I pray for him? He said, oh, yeah. So, and I thought, this is a wonderful opportunity for God to do something special. So I prayed for him. He wasn't healed at that point. But afterwards he became very warm, he became very friendly. He asked me whether I went to a particular church. I said, no, I'm actually pastor of the local Baptist church. He never swore. He stopped swearing and we chatted away, and after that I have not seen him lately, but he was very friendly towards me. So somehow or other, I think just the concern we express to many people, they respond positively to it. But it is a challenge when people are not healed. And if I can just tell you one quick story. We have 8 grandchildren, my wife and I, and we have 9, because there's one little girl who's in heaven already with Jesus, and she died a few hours after she was born. My son and my daughter-in-law, of course, suffered enormous grief over that. We prayed for a miracle and we believed for a miracle, and it didn't happen. And that is the truth of it, that sometimes we don't see the healing we want to see. We don't see God heal people. But we have to leave those unanswered questions with God. But it's a challenge. But it doesn't stop me from praying for healing. But that's been perhaps the biggest challenge in my life, that my granddaughter wasn't healed. Mm. She died.
But it hasn't stopped you praying for other people.
No, it hasn't. Definitely has not happened.
Yeah.
We continue.
And, you know, you look around, I go to the big shopping centres, I see so many people hurting. We see the physical problems, but you've discovered through your healing ministry that actually a lot of the damaged lives that people are living is actually the stuff inside, which we can't even see.
That's absolutely true, and that's the journey we've been on. We started praying for physical healing, but then we realised there were other very significant factors in people's lives, sometimes behind the reason why they were having the physical problems. And so as part of our ministry, we're developing what we're calling an inner healing ministry, teaching people about that, training people so we can offer prayer ministry for inner healing, not just physical healing.
And, you know, for the Christian people listening, when the opportunities arise, as you say, to pray for someone, just to step up and actually challenge yourself to pray for them, and that prayer, heaven hears it no matter how heaven answers that prayer.
Yes. I've seen many unbelievers healed instantly. Sometimes unbelievers who don't really have a faith in Jesus, but they're not opposed to him, but they don't have a faith, he heals them instantly and it changes their whole understanding of Jesus.
And obviously does something on the inside as well as the outside.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. Actually, very interesting too, you were telling me that you frequented the Body, Mind and Soul weekend that comes around in Adelaide regularly, and that, again, people who are searching for that spiritual dimension, that you actually find a lot of people there find Jesus.
Yes, they're very open. The people who go there are searching for a deeper dimension in life, which they find that is not offered in many areas of our lives today. And they're open to prayer, and people are healed. People experience amazing things there. So we've had, over the last 6 years, wonderful time there. And Morphettville Baptist Church, with other churches, will continue to be a presence there at the fair.
You know, there might be people listening now that wouldn't call themselves believers, but are searching. This is really, it seems, what the healing room has been set up for this yes. week in Adelaide. So what would you say to those people?
We're open to pray for anybody, whatever their need is, to pray for them and to trust Jesus to work in their lives. So they don't have to be a believer, they don't have to go to church, they don't have to go to any special church, they don't have to go to our church or our sort of church. Anybody is welcome to come.
And I guess it's just stepping up over that, this is a little bit weird feeling, because there will be lots of things in your mind that say, this is just, you know, just unbelievable. But yes. until you step out into the realms of the believable, yeah. you're never going to know.
They have to take a risk.
Yeah,
we will treat them with great respect. They're not pushed, shoved or anything like that. They might be surprised what God may do.
Well, let's hope so. We are the City of Churches, and, you know, I get a sense that we are coming alive again. It's great that you're touching and impacting lives both on the inside and the outside. And if you'd like to find a little bit more, I will put a link onto our website, life.on.net, about this brand new venture in Adelaide. Healinglifemin.com is the website if you'd like to go there, but we'll post that on the Mornings at Life Facebook page on life.on.net. Lovely to meet you, Pastor Barry Manuels.
Thank you very much, Jane. Thank you for having me. God bless you and everyone who's listening.
You're the best thing. That's actually the next song, Style Council on 107.9 Life FM.